All right, tonight's Dafyomi is sponsored by Fern Rezvovitz on the occasionally, I see.
And Marvin.
And Marvin. Okay, on the occasional yahrzeit site of Marvin's father, David Rezmovitz. That's David ben Menachem Mendel Zichrono Levracha. Should be Lului Noshmato. All right, so we're on Daf Tzadi Gimel tonight. Let me just go over a little bit from yesterday. Fern, could you please mute yourself? if from yesterday's Daf, the first line in the Mishnah said, Misha Tameya Wederech Rechoka, Velo Asad Rishon, Yased Hasheni. That if a person is Tamei, he's ritually impure, or he's b'derech rechoka, far away from the base of Mikdash, and we'll define how far away that has to be. So if he doesn't make Pesach Rishon, he could do the second Pesach. So the first line of the Gemara had the question, Itmar, this is on the six lines down, in the first line of the Gemara on Sadi Beis and Beis, Itmar, ya b'derech rechoka, b'shachtu zarku alav. Let's say he was b'derech rechoka, he was far away from the base of Mikdash. But notwithstanding that, somebody shechted and did zrik on his behalf. Rav Nachman Amar Hurtza, Rav Nachman says that it's affected acceptance for him, and so he's yotzei the korban Pesach, meaning that it's an exemption, but it doesn't preclude you from you being yotzei the mitzvah. In other words, b'derech rechoka, you have like a waiver, but if you do the korban Pesach, you're yotzei. On the other hand, Rav Shesha Amar Lo Hurtza. Rav Shesha says, no, if you're b'derech rechoka, it's a preclusion. You're not allowed to do the korban Pesach. Rav Nachman Amar Hurtza, Mechasu Dechas Rechman Alav, V'yavit Tavolo Bracha. In other words, Rav Nachman says, look, the Torah just says Rachmanis on you. You're too far away, but if you do it, geigs into haid, then you yotzei. And Rav Shesh Namar Lur Hurtza, he says, no, it doesn't affect acceptance. Min chiyadachi rachmana b'tameh, he says that the Torah pushes away the tameh, and presumably the same thing would be by the derech rechoka. All right, now, let me go back two lines from the bottom on Sadi Beis Amud Beis. Okay, so Amar Rav Sheshet Min Amin Alo. So Rav Sheshet says, how do I know? Again, according to Rav Sheshet, if you're b'derech rechoka, you don't have the option to bring the korban. Somebody can't bring it on your behalf. So Amar Rav Sheshet Min Amin Alo. At the time, we learned the Braisa, Rabbi Akiva Omer, again, Rav Sheshet, and Rav Nachman Amar Raim. So, according from Raisa, the Tani Rabbi Kiva Omer Nemar Tamei VeNemar B'Derech Rechoka. If we look in the pasuk refers to two sorts of exceptional circumstances: the person is Tamei or he's B'Derech Rechoka. It says Ma Tamei Shesipe Piyadola Sod VeIno Oseh. Now, the way Rashi has the girsa, Tamei is in a position where he could do it. It was but for the Tuma, he's right there. Even if he's next to the base of Mikdash, he could physically do it. He says, but he's stopped from doing it. In other words, he can't. He's legally stopped from doing it because he can't even eat the korban Pesach. So he's out the door. After Rechoka Nami Shasipik B'Dol Asaod, so too you're making like an equivalence between Tame and B'Derech Rechoka. Just like the Tame person could be next door to the base of Mikdash, but he still can't do. He can't have the korban Pesach. So too, b'derech rechoka, even if he's in a position to bring the korban through somebody else, he says ve'eino oseh, he can't bring it. That's Rav Sheshet's proof from the Braisa, from the words of Rabbi Akiva. And I'll pause in a few minutes on the third line. Rav Nachman Amar Lach, Rav Nachman, who disagrees with Rav Sheshet and says no, you could do it if you want. He says he would say to you, Amar Lach, Rabbi Akiva Latame. Yeah, that Braisa, that reflects the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds the Ksavar and Shokhtin Vizorkin Al Tamei Sheretz. Rabbi Akiva holds if a person's Tamei Sheretz, it means it's a Tumas Erev. In other words, he's Tamei for one day, he immerses in the mikvah, and that night he'll be Tahor. So according to the Tana Rabbi Akiva, you can't do Shchit and Zrika for somebody who's Tamei Sheretz. In other words, you're Tamei, even if tonight you're going to be Tahor, you're out the door, according to Rabbi Akiva. So in Akinami, Rabbi Akiva says, yeah, ma tamei shesipi v'dilo sobein ose. The tamei, he's even if he's in a position like where theoretically he could do, somebody would do for him, he's out the door. But he says, But anasfirle, but I hold, I Rav Nachman hold, Kamanda Amar, like Rabbi Akiva's Bar Plukta, Shochtin Vizorkin al Tmei Sheretz. I hold that you could do Shechita and Zerika for Tmei Sheretz. So just like, in other words, I can have the equivalence between Tame and Derech Rechoka, just like Tame isn't an absolute, you know, exclusion, because you could be a type of tumah to be tahor that night, and somebody could bring the korban pesach for you, and you'll eat the korban pesach that night, and you'll be yotze the korban pesach. So too b'derech rechoka, if somebody brings the korban on your behalf, and then as long as you get to the korban pesach but that night to eat it, I'm good with it. That's the way Rav Nachman wants to say. Okay, let me pause. Who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything they did so far? Everybody good? Okay, let's continue on. Sadi Gimel Mon Aleph, around the fifth line. Okay, we're up to the Braisa. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, we learn in the Braisa, Elu Shosinu Hasheni, the following people are going to bring the Pesach Sheni. In other words, they can't bring in Pesach Rishon, but they're good candidates for Pesach Sheni. Elu Shosinu Hasheni, Hazavin Bazavot. In other words, whether you're a Zav or a Zava, that's a long-term type of tumah. You can't, you know, get rid of it in one day, so that you'll bring it on Pesach Sheni. Hamitzorin Vamitzoraot. You don't often see the term Mitzoraot, but you see the you can have, you know, Mitzora, Mitzorat, you know, it could be male and female. So they, and again, it assumes that they're in a state of Tahara by Pesach Sheni.
Equal time.
Please, please, just one minute. I'll pause periodically, okay? So he says, Hamitzorain Vamitzorat, Venidot Ubole Nidot. We want to be equal here. If a woman's Anita, or if a person had relations with Anita, obviously it's a Chiv Kare to have relations with Anita, but if you did, you have a certain tumor on you. Vahayoldot, or a woman who gave birth, please, you got to mute yourself, Ruth, I hear noise. He says, now, Hashogigin, if a person was shogeg, it means he didn't really, I don't know, he forgot that he had to bring the Korban Pesach, whatever. Vahanusim, somebody like a bank robber was holding me up, or somebody tied me up, I couldn't bring the Korban Pesach. Vahamazidin, or Bemazid, I said, I don't care, I'm not bringing Pesach Rishon. Vitamei, or a person's Tamei made. Vishaya b'derech rechoka, or a person's b'derech rechoka. It means all of those can bring on Pesach Sheni. So the Braisa, we're not done with the Braisa yet. The Braisa says, Im Kain Lam Nemar Tamei. He says, if I could even like Shogeg, Mazid, everybody can bring it, why does it say Tamei? So the Gemara interjects. Now there's a Gemara speaking. Lama Nemar, why does it say Tamei? D by Lame by Barishon, Lo Shev Kinley, why does it say Tamei? It says Tamei because if he wants to do it on Pesach Rishon, we don't let him. This would be according to the Manda Amar, that even like Tmei Sheretz, you can't bring on Pesach Rishon. Now back to the Braisa, Elo Im Kain Lama Nemar B'derech Rechoka. So we're going back. So now the Braisa should be understood as saying, if that's the case, meaning if for any I could be Mazid, I could be Shogeg, I could and Anus, anything I could bring on Pesach Sheni. In other words, any problem I have on Pesach Rishon, I'm going to bring on Pesach Sheni. So the Braisa is asking, Lama Nemar B'derech Rechoka. So why does it mention the Torah B'derech Rechoka? Now, I would normally expect, if Rav Sheshit is correct, to teach me that B'derech Rechoka is like the Tame, that you can't, that you don't have the option of bringing B'derech Rechoka. If you're B'derech Rechoka, the Torah is teaching me that I cannot bring it on Pesach Rishon. That's what I expected to say. But instead, the Braisa says, Lepotro min ha-karet, to teach you that if you're B'derech Rechoka, you're Patra from Karet. And here, why is it the Patra Karet? Isn't obviously Patra Karet. But it means that even if I had the option, in other words, I took a trip and I caused myself to be far away from the base of Mikdash, but if I bring it on Pesach Sheni, I'll be Derek Rechokan, never mind Pesach Sheni. I won't be Chayav Karet for Pesach Rishon. Uchman Damar Hurza. And this price is going into an opinion, meaning like Rav Nachman, that indeed, if in other words, since it doesn't give Rav Sheshit's answer, that if he that to teach me that he's excluded from bringing on Pesach Rishon, so the implication of this Bryce would be that if he did bring on Pesach Rishon, even though he's B'derech Rechoka, it's Hurtza. In other words, it was accepted. So again, let's just go. Let me just repeat again. Okay, then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay, so we had a machloka between Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshet. If a person's B'derech Rechoka, he's far away from the base of Mikdash, so is he just exempt from bringing the Korban Pesach, but if he brings it, he's still Yotze the mitzvah. That's option A. Or is he precluded? In other words, we don't accept the Korban Pesach from him. So he has no option to bring the Korban Pesach if he's Bederach Rechokah. That's the machloket. So within Rav Sheshet says the latter. He says he has no option to bring it. So the Gemara quotes this whole Braisa, and the Braisa says if everybody who's got any sort of explanation can bring a Korban and Pesach Sheni, why does the Torah mention Bederach Rechokah? Why? In other words, Tame, I understand that I don't have the option to bring it. Why does it mention Bederach Rechokah? So I would have expected the Bryce to say, yeah, the same thing, Bederach Rechokah. You don't have the option to bring it. But it doesn't say that. It says the reason it mentions Bederach Rechokah, teach me that even if you're Bederach Rechokah and you decided to take a trip and because that you couldn't bring the Korban Pesach, even because that, you're not Chayav Karet. That's the Chiddush of what the Bryce says. So the Gemara says, Uchaman Damar Hurza. That Bryce is going like Rav Nachman, in other words, that if you do bring it, it is acceptable, not like Rav Sheshet. Okay, all right. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything they did so far? What's up, Odate? Did you want to ask something, Odate, or not? I can't hear anything you're saying. If you're speaking, you got to unmute yourself.
Okay. So Rav Nachman says that if you're in Pederch Rechoka, you're allowed to send a Shaliach. Rav Sheshet, you said that if you're in Pederch Rechoka, you postpone to Pesach Sheni, even if you can send a shaliach.
Yeah, you're right. In other words, you don't have the option. We don't accept. You're right. In other words, you can't bring a korban. Right.
But what's the? Is there any conclusion about that?
No. The Gemara doesn't come to an explicit conclusion, but we saw earlier. One second. So it looks like we paskin like Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet is low hurtza. Looks like we pass him like Rav Sheshet. All right?
Okay.
All right. Now we're on the 10th line, and I'm going further. Okay, it's Hadigim and Aleph, 10 lines down. Okay? So the Gemara says, Isha B'Shein. Now the Gemara Agav Orcha, the Gemara mentioned this Braisa, and in the Braisa it says that women could also bring a korban on Pesach Sheni. If you're a Mitzorad, a Zava, a whole bunch of women could bring it on Pesach Sheni. And we had this on the daf that we did on Shabbos about women with Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara says, Isha B'Sheni Mi Mechaiva, is a woman chayevet in bringing a korban on Pesach Sheni? V'Hatanya, we learned in a different Braisa. So the first Braisa said all these women are going to bring it on Pesach Sheni. This Braisa says, V'Hatanya, Yecholo Yehuo Sinan Hasheni, Elitmei Nefesh, V'Sheyab Derech Rechuka. I might have thought, left to my own devices, if I read and translate the Pasuk, that the only one who could bring a korban on Pesach Sheni, if it's a person's Tamei Nefesh, he came into contact with a dead body, he says, or he was Bederech Rechuka, he was far away from the base of Mikdash. Zavin Umitzorayin, if a man is a Zav, a Mitzora, Ubole Nidot, or he had relations with Anida, and so he was Tamei at the time of Pesach Rishon, Minayin, where do I know that he also can bring a korban and Pesach Sheni? Tamalomar Ish Ish. So the Torah says Ish Ish. In other words, the double Lashon is a ribui. Teach me not just these two cases, but even more cases. And we have all the cases. But the implication of that Braisa is that only men are bringing Pesach Sheni, because the Braisa only mentioned the male cases. The early Braisa mentioned the female cases. So that's the stira between the Braises. So the Gemara says Lo Kasha. There's no contradiction between the Braises. Ha Rabbi Yossi. The first Braisa goes according to the Tana Rabbi Yossi, and we had Rabbi Yossi on Shabbat, as I mentioned, on Tzadi Aleph, and Rabbi Yossi says that women are also Chayiv in Pesach Sheni. Ha Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Whereas the second Braisa can reflect Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds that women, if they want to, they could bring Pesach Sheni, not that they're obligated, and Rabbi Shimon holds they're out of the picture with Pesach Sheni altogether. All right. Everybody good? Okay, so I'm going further.
Wait, okay. So what does that mean with the women? They're out of the picture.
That they can't bring it on Pesach Sheni.
If they can't bring it, they can't bring it on Pesach, then they're out of it altogether.
No. Again, we had three opinions in the Gemara. So this was the Gemara we did on Shabbat. And if you would come to the Shabbos one, we'd love to have you. let me just review again. So let me just take a quick peek. That's a queen that was on Sadi Aleph. Second. Self of Bezer. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. So, according to Tana Reb Shimon, a woman is obligated in Pesach Rishon, she's obligated in Pesach Sheni. According to Tana Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, a woman, even on Pesach Rishon, Osino Tatfela, La Acherim, she's like optional on Pesach Rishon. She says, and on Sheni, she has no connection. She can't do it at all. So according to the Tana Reb Shimon, she's not even obligated in Pesach Rishon. And the second one's Rishus. And then the first opinion was the Tana Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says that women, she's obligated in Pesach Rishon, and in Sheni, it's Rishus. So it's different opinions about women with the obligation with the Korban Pesach, okay? All right. Let's see back in the Gemara. Okay. So now I'm at the Braisa. Okay, so we're midway down the column on Sadi Gimel and Aleph. Please mute yourself, Ruth. Okay, so the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, we learned the Braisa, Chayev Karet al Rishon, Chayev Karet al Sheni, Divrei Rebbe. According to Rebbe, is a Chayev Karet. Karet means, again, this Machloka, what Karet means. Either means it was your Chelik in Olam Abba, or your kids, you die young, or your kids die young, but it's a very Chamor punishment. And it's like, among the worst Abeirot. Like you eat on Yom Kippur, it's a Chayev Karet. And if you're Michal Shabbos, well, at Edom Hasra, it's a Chayev Karet. So according to Rebbe, it's a Chayev Karet for Pesach Rishon and a Chiv Karet for Pesach Sheni. Now, you can't be Chiv Karet twice. In other words, you're going to max them out with one. So, and it can't mean to be Chiv do two Korbanot Chatat, because there's no Korban Chatat for being Mavatel, the Pesach, the Korban Pesach, because it misses Esse. In other words, a Korban Chatat has got to be a Chiv Karet, but a Lav. And with Pesach, there's a Chiv Karet, but it's an Esse. So the Nafgamina will be within the Sheet of Rebbe if one of them is Shogeg. Let's say I was Shogeg for Pesach Rishon, and then Mezid, in other words, I accidentally didn't bring on Pesach Rishon, and then Mezid, I didn't bring on Pesach Sheni, I'll be Chayv Karet. Or I was Mezid in Pesach Rishon, and Shogeg in Pesach Sheni, I'll also be Chayv Karet. Or, let's say you have somebody, a person who converted to Judaism between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, so, and he doesn't do Pesach Sheni, he'll be Chayv Karet. Okay, that's Rebbe's opinion, all right? So let's see further. Rabbi Natan Omer, Chayev Karel Rishon, and now I should add on, within Rebbe, it's not clear what Rebbe will hold. Let's say I b'mezid don't do Pesach Rishon, and then I bring a Korban Pesach Sheni. So do I purge myself with a Chayev Karet? So it's not clear. Ruth, you need to mute yourself, okay?
I did.
No, you're not muted, and I hear noise. Okay, now you're muted. Okay, good. Now, it's not clear, according to Rebbe, if I bring the Korban, whether I'll purge myself of the Chiyuv Karet. So, according to Slach, he wants to say, no, I'll still be in Gahak Tzuris. And according to Rashash, he wants to say, yeah, I'll be in good shape, according to Rebbe. And the Rambam paskins, according to Rebbe, and the Rambam paskins that if you bring the korban, you purge yourself of the chiyuv karet. All right, now Rabbi Natan Omer, chayev karet rishon hu patur al sheni. Not necessarily there's a chiyuv karet for Pesach Rishon, but there's no chiyuv karet for Pesach Sheni. So so Rabbi Natan holds that one second, right. In other words, so if I was, let's say I was shogeg by Pesach Rishon, I'm shogeg and I missed it, and then I'm mazed on Pesach Sheni, but intentionally I don't bring it, so I will not be chayv karet, according to Rabbi Natan. And Rabbi Natan also holds, and here Rashi says more mafurash, that if I bring the korban Pesach, according to Rabbi Natan, on Pesach Sheni, I don't purge myself of the chiyuv karet. That cuts towards the more. In other words, Rebbe is the most stringent opinion. Rabbi Natan is the less stringent opinion. So the fact that Rabbi Natan holds, if I bring the korban on Pesach Sheni, I don't purge myself of the karet, that seems to lend support to the slach within the Shita Rashi that Rebbe would also hold that way. And now the third opinion, Rabbi Hanani ben Akavi Omer, Afal Rishon in Chayev Karet, he says, even for the first Pesach, I'm not Chayev Karet, Ilam Kein Lo Asah Et Hasheni, unless I didn't do the Sheni. So in other words, if I intentionally miss both, then I'll be Chayev Karet. Otherwise, it won't be Chayev Karet. And now the Gemara is going to, just a minute, the Gemara is going to flesh out the opinions, and then we'll take some questions, okay? So the Gemara says, Ba'azu the Tamayu, they follow their Shitot. The Tani, we learn in the Braisa, Ger Shinagayer Bein Shnei Pesachim, if a person converted to Judaism between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, V'chein Katan Shegdil Bein Shnei Pesachim, or somebody attained majority, and it means like shown signs of the puberty. In other words, he was 13 and he's shown signs of puberty. Chayav laso Pesach Sheni Divrei Rebbe. That person is obligated to make Pesach Sheni. In other words, each one is a separate chiyuv. Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. He says, Rabbi Natan Omer, causes a kukla Rishon, a kukla Sheni. If you were chayav for Pesach Rishon, then you didn't do it. Then you're chayav for Pesach Sheni. Kosha ain't za kukla Rishon. If you weren't chayav on Pesach Rishon, ain't za kukla Sheni. Those are the first two opinions. But my kimifli, what's the point of dispute between the first two opinions? Rebbe Savor Sheni Regel of Neatzmahu. Rebbe holds that Pesach Sheni is a regular for the Atzmo, a separate independent Yantiv, and it means it's its own Chiyuv Karet and an own Chiyuvim. And so you convert to Judaism, you attain godless between the two, so you absolutely Chayiv to make it, and if you don't, you're Chayiv Karet. Rabbi Natan Savar, Sheni Tashlum Derishonhu. Rabbi Natan holds that the Sheni, Pesach Sheni, is just like a substitute for the Rishon. He says, Tikkun the Rishon Lo Matakinli, but it doesn't really fully set you up. In other words, this is what we were saying before. In other words, if you were Chayiv Karet, amazed, you didn't bring the korban Pesach Berishon, in Achinami you'll bring it on the Sheni, but it's not going to purge you of your Chayiv Karet, according to Rabbi Natan. And now the third opinion, Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya Savar, Sheni Takanta Derishon Hu. Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya holds that the Sheni is a full Takana for the Rishon. In other words, that's the most lenient opinion. It was, if I didn't bring in a Pesach Rishon B'mezid, I'll bring in a Pesach Sheni, and then I will not be Chayiv Karet. I will not be Chayiv Karet. All right, let me just pause for 1 second. Which one is, Fern?
So according to the lenient opinion, Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya, if I miss Pesach Rishon, I'm Chayiv Karet.
Was it Mezid or Shogeg? Was it Mezid or Shogeg? If it's only b'mezid, you're chayiv karet. B'shogeg, you're not chayiv karet.
So give me a mezid.
Okay, you're mezid. You're mezid.
Okay, yeah. So I'm chayevet karet.
Right.
And then I can correct it.
Right, correct.
So for 1 month, I have this karet hanging over me.
Right, 100% correct.
And then it's corrected, and it's right. Like I make it go away.
Right.
Okay.
All right, any other questions?
So you better
I thought Hananya says you're only chayiv. I thought of Hananya says you only have karet if you miss both.
Right. In other words, but it's like
it's not hanging on.
It's like Fern is saying. In other words, I have the chi of karet, but then if I bring the Pesach Sheni, that's the tikkun to it. That's the way I understand it. Let's take a look. He says, if you look at 6 lines from the bottom in Rashi, Takanta Derishon, we karet delay, the filu hizibirishon hasheni potrum and a karet. In other words, if I bring it on the sheni, that'll pother me from karet. But otherwise, the karet is hanging over me as far as I'm concerned. Okay?
Or the other way to look at it is that the karet isn't sealed until you miss both.
One second.
I would not have a very good month.
Yeah, you walk around feeling like you have a month.
He says here in footnote 20 in the art scroll, he says that therefore this karet violation failing to offer is not in effect completed until and unless he deliberately fails. Okay, he says that it's not completed.
It's the second way.
Yeah, okay. That's okay. All right. Anybody else?
During that month, what is the state that the person walks around with? I mean, how blemished is he? How much of an outcast is he?
No, we just fixed it. The karet doesn't kick in until the 15th of Iyar.
14th.
But if he has to wait until Pesach Sheni, if whatever condition he has to wait, it's still hanging over his head. During that time, What are the ramifications of that?
I don't know what to say. In other words, it's not a good situation to be in. But he made his own nest. Well, there's a lot of things in life.
According to Rebbe, he is already high of karv.
Right, right.
So what I'm asking, what is the mess like? What is it like?
I don't know what to tell you, Ruth. It's like, you know, a person eats in Yom Kippur. What is it like? If you do the Aveira, it's like that bad. Right. I think there's 36 chiyuvei karet, and then this is an essay. I think there are 36 that are low tases. I don't know. I got to check the Mishnah in Sechet Kri.
There's two essays, this and Brit Milah.
Yeah. All right. But the 36 that does not include the essays, right?
Does not.
All right. Let's move on. Now, four and the five lines to the bottom. Okay. So Ushlashtan Mikra Chadarsha. So all three opinions, they each darshan, they each, you know, learn their opinion from the same pasuk. Now, let me say the pasuk inside, and then I'll go into the Gemara. The whole pasuk, it's in Bahalokha. It says, Va'ishasho Tahor Uvderach Lawaya. If a person was Tahor and he wasn't far away from the base of Mekdash, V'chadala Sora Pesach, V'nichrito Anef Shahi Me'ameha, then he doesn't bring the Korban Pesach, so he's Chayav Karet. And then it says, Ki Korban Hashem Lo Hikri B'moadao, he didn't offer the Korban Hashem in his proper time. And we'll see, it's Machloket, whether that's talking about Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni, Cheto Yisaha Ishahu, and we'll see that some want to say that's talking about the Achiv Karet for that as well. We'll see in a minute. So back in the Gemara, he says, Va'isha Sharu Tahor, V'derach Lawaya, Rebbe Savar, V'chadala Sota Pesach, V'nichrato, D'Luavad Barishon. So Rebbe holds, the first part is, you don't make the Korban the Pesach Rishon, you're Chayav Karet, according to Rebbe. Then, Inami, or in other words, in addition, if Korban Hashem lo hikri b'moado b'sheni, in other words, if he didn't bring Korban Hashem b'moado, that's talking about Pesach Sheni. Now, when it says, like, in other words, it says ki Korban Hashem lo hikri b'moado. So the word ki has four possible meanings in according to Chazal, and one of the meanings is if. So the way Rebbe's darshaning ends, in other words, if he doesn't bring Pesach Rishon, he's Chayav Karet. And then if he doesn't bring Pesach Sheni, he's also Chayav Karet. Ki Korban Hashem lo hikri b'moado, meaning not because, but if he doesn't bring Pesach Sheni b'moado, umimai d'hai cheto yisah karet hu, so then cheto yisah, he'll bear his iniquity, and that means karet. So turn page, how do I know that turn of phrase, cheto yisah ha'ishahu, means it'll be Chayav Karet? The top line on Sadi Gimel with Beis, Kesavar, Rebbe holds, Megadev Hanumavarech Hashem. So there's a pasuk in the Torah that talks about Megadev, and that's in Bamidbar, right? And he says, right, in Bamidbar, it talks about Megadev, and it says Megadev is Chayav Karet, the blasphemer. So he holds that the Mevarech et Hashem, which it mentions in Parshas Emor, is the same as Megadev. In other words, it talks about Birkat Hashem at the end of Parshas Emor, and Megadev it talks about in Devarim, I think in Parshat Shlach. So he says those two are the same, and it says, Uchtiv Mevarech et Hashem, assuming that they're the same, and they're both Chayav Karet, it means they are the same one thing, and it's Chayav Karet. So V'nasacheto, V'gamar, Hai Cheto, Dahacha, Mecheto, Dahatam. So we're going to have Gzeir Shava. In other words, Megadev, the Torah says, is Chayav Karet. And then he holds that that's the same as Mevarech et Hashem, like cursing Hashem. Birkat Hashem is the same as Megadev. And by Birkat Hashem, it says, V'nasa cheto. And here it says, cheto yisa. So we're going to have a gzeir shava, just like over there, I know it's karet. So ma cheto dahacha, v'gamar hayu cheto dahacha, mi cheto dahatam, ma lahalan karet, af kanami karet. So let's just go over again. So Rebbe learns that it says, if a person's tahor, and he wasn't b'derech rechoka, and he doesn't make the korban pesach, v'nichrita, he gets karet. That's first part A. Then it says, ki korban Hashem lo hikri b'moado. He, Rebbe, understood the word ki, if korban Hashem lo hikri b'moado, he doesn't bring Pesach Sheni, cheto yisa, So he'll bear his iniquity, and he knows from Gzeirah Shavah that means karet. He'll be chayiv karet for Pesach Sheni. That's the way Rebbe learns the pasuk. So there's a chayiv karet for Pesach Rishon and a chayiv karet for Pesach Sheni. That's the way Rebbe learns it. Let me just do a few lines and I'll pause, okay? Now, the Gemara says on the fourth line, now for Rabbi Natan, remember Rabbi Natan says, I'm only chayiv karet for Pesach Rishon and not for Pesach Sheni. So he says, Rabbi Natan savar, v'chadalo sada Pesach v'nechrato, he says that you chayiv karet, the high key, lashon dohahu. In other words, he learns key is because. In other words, if he's tahor and derech lo aya, he'll be chayiv karet. Why? Ki korban Hashem lo kri b'moedo, because he didn't offer the korban Pesach, the Pesach Rishon. V'achi kama rachmana, da korban Hashem lo kri b'moedo, b'rishon. So, hai cheto yisa mai avidlai. So what does he do with the last phrase, cheto yisa? He doesn't need to teach me that I'm chayiv karet. He says, k'sav or megadef lav hainu mevarech at Hashem. He holds that megadef, the blasphemer, and mevarech at Hashem are two different aveirot. Now, there's an opinion in the Gemara, in Avodah Zarah, that megadef is not birkat Hashem, means you're cursing Hashem. There's an opinion in the Gemara that megadef is not cursing Hashem. Megadef is a type of avodah zarah. A person is singing for the avodah zarah. That's megadef. So that's a separate avera, megadef. And so birkat Hashem, I don't know what the punishment is for birkat Hashem. It just says chato yisab by birkat Hashem. That's in Parshas Emor. So he learns v'gamar ha'echeto dahatam ma'echeto dahacha. So we're going to learn the Gzeirah Shavah going the other direction. Here we're only talking about chayiv karet for Pesach Rishon, and this is cheto yisa, and that's going to be the Gzeirah Shavah for birkat Hashem ma'hacha karet af hatam karet. So again, so according to Rabbi Natan, the chayiv karet is only for Pesach Rishon. Pesach Sheni is not a chayiv karet. The pasuk is only talking about Pesach Rishon, and the extra words at the end, Chato Yisa, that's going to form a Gzeirah Shavah to teach, just like here you're Chayiv Karet, so too by Birkat Hashem, you're also Chayiv Karet. And now the third opinion, Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya Savar, v'chadala soda Pesach v'nichrato, he says, I korban Hashem lo kri b'moado b'sheni. He learns, ki, like Rabbi, that it means if, but it means it's like a contract. In other words, you're chayiv karet for Pesach Rishon, but when does the chayiv karet click in? If you didn't bring Pesach Sheni, ki korban Hashem lo kri b'moado, then you're going to be chayiv karet. V'hai cheto yisa may avid lai. What does he do with the words cheto yisa? So he says, kita amran, like we just did above, for Rabbi Natan, the Gzeirah Shavah b'Birkas Hashem, so too there as well. All right, let me pause for 1 second. Who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything so far? Okay, let me just finish the sugya, and then we'll pause again. Okay, so the Gemara says Hilkach, Hezid Bazeh Bazeh. If Bemezid, I don't bring Pesach Rishon, and Bemezid, I don't bring Pesach Sheni. Divrei Kol Chayev. Everybody agrees I'm Chayev Kare. I intentionally didn't bring Pesach Rishon. I intentionally didn't bring Pesach Sheni. Everybody agrees I'll be Chayev Kare for that. So either according to Rebbe, either one alone would be enough to be Mechayev me. And according to Rebbe Natan, the first one. And according to the last opinion, if I didn't do in both, I'm Chayev. Shagag b'zeh b'zeh d'vei kol patur. If I was Shogeg for Pesach Rishon and Shogeg for Pesach Sheni, everybody agrees I'm patur from Kare. Now, Hezid b'Rishon, let's say I was mazed at Pesach Rishon, v'shagag b'sheni, and then shogeg Pesach Sheni. L'Rebbe, I'm going to be chayev, right? Because Rebbe holds, there's a chiv karet either one, so Rebbe holds I'm a chayev karet. Will Rebbe Natan, and Rebbe Natan as well, Rebbe Natan says I'm a chayev karet for Pesach Rishon. He says, m'chayve. Rebbe Chananya ben Akavya patur. Can Rebbe Chananya ben Akavya be patur? Because he says I'm only chayev karet if I'm mazed for both of them. And then that's the only way I'm chayev karet, according to Rebbe Chananya ben Akavya. Shagag b'rishon v'hezid b'sheni. Let's say I was shogeg by Pesach Rishon, but mazed by Pesach Sheni. The Rebbe chayav, Rebbe agrees I'm chayev. Either one is a chiv. So it says mazed Pesach Sheni, that's it, my goose is cooked. Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya patur, but Rabbi Natan says only for Pesach Rishon. Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya says only by his mazin in both. So according to those, I'll be patur. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything I did so far? All right. I'm going on to the next Mishnah. Okay. All right. Let's take a look. So with 3 lines above where it gets wide on Sadi Gimel and Beis, the Gemara Manitin. Ezohi derech rechoka. What is a derech rechoka? What is called being far away from Yerushalayim that that I'm either exempt or precluded from bringing the Pesach Rishon. So from the city of Modi'im and further away, that's Derech Rechoka. If I'm from Modi'im and, you know, like a radius, like you measure a radius from Yerushalayim to the city of Modi'im, I draw a circle. So if I'm outside that circle, I'm Derech Rechoka. I'm inside the circle, I'm not Derech Rechoka. Now, the Modi'im today, I don't know if that's the same as the Modi'im here in the Gemara, because the Gemara is going to explain how far Modi'im is from Yerushalayim. I don't know if it really works out with the Modi'im now in Eretz Yisrael, but we'll see. He says, Reb Lezer Omer, Miaskufa Hazara Balachutz. According to Tan Reb Lezer, I'm just outside the threshold of the Azara, that's called Derech Rechoka. If I'm not in the Azara, the Beis HaMikdash, that's Derech Rechoka. He says, Amarle Reb Yossi. So Reb Yossi says to Reb Lezer, Lefichach Nakud Al Hei. In other words, the word Bederech Rechoka, if you look in a Sefer Torah, there's a dot, a black dot above the letter Hey on Bederech Rechoka. Lomar, Lomnesh Rechok Vadai, El Miskufer Azar V'Lachutz. In other words, the Hey is limiting. In other words, Derech Rechoka, actually, the Yerushalmi learns that it takes out the Hey. It's like Bederech Rechok. In other words, he was just like busy with something, so he didn't come and bring it. Not that he was actually far away from it, or it's limiting the idea of Rechoka, but in some way it's a limitation. All right, now the Gemara is going to learn that Modi'im is 15 mil away from Yerushalayim. So 15 mil is like, it's like 15 kilometers. So I think that the Modi'im today is further away from Yerushalayim than that, though, right?
Yeah, it's at least a 25-minute drive.
Yeah, I think it's much further. So I don't know if it's the same Modi'im today as the one that they're talking about. So I don't know.
Today it's Modi'im with the Nun at the end.
Yeah, well, no, the Nun and the Mem I don't think is Machria.
It's not Machria.
Yeah, and I know that with the Cheshvonaim, like that was a big city for them in Modi'im. The Michael's saying something, I can't hear you, Michael.
My brother lives in Cheshvonaim right near Modi'im.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they have caves there from the Hanukkah story, so we know that that's the link.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't, but here you see the Gemara is learning that this Modi'im is closer. So, all right, let's take a look back on the Gemara. So the second wide line of the Gemara. So Amar.
Anyway, it's closer to Jerusalem. There's a place, there is an archaeological place called Modi'im.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
The only thing I'm a little surprised is I know in Eretz Israel, whenever they name a new place, they do all this archaeological research and they if there's a biblical place, they name it like that. And so I don't know. All right. Anyway, let's take a look. The second wide line. So the Gemara says, Amar Ula. Odeid, please mute yourself. Amar Ula, min Modi'im l'Yerushalayim chamishar sar mil in havya. So Ula says from Modi'im to Yerushalayim is a distance of 15 mil. It means like 15 Roman statute miles, like 15 kilometers. Savar lo ki hadi amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana amar Rabbi Yochanan. He Ula holds like the statement Rabba Bar Chana and Rabbi Yochanan. Kama malach adam biyom. How far can the average person walk in a day? Asara parsa od, 10 parsa. 10 parsa would be like 40 mil. So 40 kilometers would be 120.
About 19, 20 miles.
Yeah, well, that's what an army can walk each day. An army can go 20 miles a day ad infinitum. So 20 miles, that makes sense. He says, Me'alora shachar v'yaranitza chama chameshet milen. He says, from the time from Alota Shachar till Netzachama, from dawn till sunrise, is you can walk a distance of 5 milen. Mishkira Chama v'yatzeda kukavim chamishet milen. From the time of sunset till the stars come out, is also you can walk a distance of 5 mil. So again, 10 parsa is 40 mil. So 40 mil, but I have 5 and 5 at each end of the equation. Pashulat Latin. So from sunrise to sunset, I have 30 mil. Chamesar mitzafra leplanya, lepalga dioma, 15 in the morning from on the equinox day when the day is 12 hours. So sunrise is 6 a.m. and noon is at 12 noon. So in those 6 hours, I could walk 15 mil. He says v'chamesar mipalga dioma leorta, and then 15 in the afternoon. Ula ta'ame, and Ula is following his sheet, the Damar Ula, Ezu derech rechoka, what does it mean you're b'derech rechoka? He says, kol shein yechol leikaneis b'shat shechita. In other words, you're so far away that you can never walk into the Azara, the Beis HaMikdash, if you would walk before the period of shechita. In other words, assuming the period of shechita begins at 12 o'clock, you're so far away at 12 o'clock, you're b'derech rechoka. You're more than 15 mil away. So even if you start walking now, you'll never get to the Azara in the time for shechita. That's what he calls a zerech rechoka. Let me do three more lines and I'll pause. Amar mar, mi'alora shachar ad hanitza chama chameshet milen. So earlier we said that from alora shachar till neitz is a distance of 5 mil, minalan, where do we know that from? Dechtiv, uchmo ha-shachar alo, v'yisu malachim v'gomer. It says by Lod, it was alora shachar, and the malachim were urging Lod to get out of stone. He says, uchtiv ha-shemesh etzal ha-aretz, Lot bat Tzoara. And then the sun rose and Lot came to Tzoar. He says, Va'ama Rabbi Chanina, Laditi Chazi Lehu Atra, Va'abi Chamish Amilin. And Rabbi Chanina said, I examined the place and it was 5 mil from one to the other. All right? All right. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? All right. Now, these sugyas are very important for our Zmanim. Let me just. Let me finish the daf and I'll go over a piece for Zmanim. Michael has to leave anyway to go to Shir soon, right? Okay, so let me finish the daf and then I'll do a piece of Torah from about the Zmanim, and then we'll see, maybe we'll do some other things also. Okay? All right, let me finish off the daf. So the Gemara says, we're six lines from the bottom on Sadi Gimel Amud Beis. All right. So the Gemara says, Gufa, Amar Ula Ezo hi derech rechoka, kol shein yechol leikaneis b'shat shechita. Ula says, Derech Rechoka means I can't get to the Azara in time for any of the Shechita. That's so far away. Rav Yehuda Amar, Kol Shein Yechol Leikaneis B'Shat Achila. Rav Yehuda says, I can't get to like where they're eating the Korban Pesach. Now, the eating says different opinions in the Gemara. According to one opinion, I have till dawn the next morning to eat the Korban Pesach. But clearly, it's going to add on, it would be like 12 more hours. And according to one opinion, till Chatzot, but adding more hours. So Amalei Rabba Lula, Ladida Kasha, Rav Yehuda Kasha. So Rabbi said to Ula, you have problems, and Rav Yehuda's got problems, both with your Pshatim. Ladida Kasha, according to you, you got a kasha. The Amri Koshen Yechol Ikanes B'Shat Shechita. You say if you can't get there B'Shat Shechita, so then you're B'Derek Rechoka. This is V'Hatmei Sheretz. So what do you do about Hatmei Sheretz? We had this earlier in Amud Aleph. Person was Tamei from coming into contact with the dead Sheretz. He goes to the mikvah that night. He's going to be Tahor. De'ein Yechol Ikanes B'Shat Shechita. There's no way he can walk in B'Shat Shechita because of halakhic reasons. He can't walk into the Azara because of halakhic reasons. V'ka'amar, but you, Ula, say, and we had this earlier, not in our today's Gemara, but earlier, v'ka'amar shochtin v'zorkin al t'mei sheretz. And yet you, Ula, who was machloket, but you, Ula, hold that we can do shechita and zrika for a person who's t'mei sheretz. So how is it you say derech rechoka means you're so far away from the Azara that you can't walk into the Azara? And yet you say that a Tmei Sheretz, even though he can't walk into the Azara, he, as long as he's going to make it to the meal, he's okay. That's a stira. Ul Rav Yehuda Kasha, and according to Rav Yehuda, is also a difficulty. Da Amar Kol Shein Yechol Leikaneis B'Shat Achila, he says as long as he can't make it back for the meal, he says. Let me just. V'hatmei sheretz, the yechol leikaneis b'shat shechita. Tmei sheretz can make it in for the meal because the meal he'll be able to eat it. V'kamar in shochtim, we're two lines from the bottom on Sadi Gimel Amud Beis. V'kamar in shochtim zorkin al tmei sheretz. He says we're not allowed to shech the korban pesach for a person's tmei sheretz. On the one hand, he says as long as you make it in for the meal, but a tmei sheretz could make it in for the meal. But he says too bad, so sad. So Amarle, so Ula said to Rabba, Lo Ladidi Kasha, Lo Rabbi Yehuda Kasha. There's no Kasha against either one of us. Ladidi Lo Kasha, Derech Rechoka LaTahor, and Derech Rechoka LaTame. You're mixing Kasha with Mun. In other words, Derech Rechoka is one type of Ptur, and Tame is a different Ptur. So, but Derech Rechoka, in Achinami, you have to be able to kick, susceptible to getting into the Azar of the Beis HaMikdash. But Tame Sheretz, that's a whole different Zach, that's a whole different package. And Mimela, the fact that he can't enter into the Azar of the Beis HaMikdash, that's irrelevant. And then the top line on Sadi Dalet Amalav, he says, Rabbi Yehuda lo kasha. There's no conscience with Rabbi Yehuda. He says, Tmei Sheretz Rechman Adachye. Rabbi Yehuda would say that when it comes to Tmei Sheretz, the Torah says, Bechlal, he cannot participate in the Korban Pesach, notwithstanding the fact that it'll be Tahor at night. Dichtiv Ishish Kiya Tmei Lenefesh. Milo askin and shechal shvi shelo liot the erev haPesach. He takes it. The pasuk is talking about a person who could be a tmei meit, but he'll be tahor the night of the seder. He says v'afilu hachim arachmana lidchi. Notwithstanding that, the Torah says he's pushed away. So each one learns that the tumah situation is a different parsha. All right, now let me talk about zmanim, and then we'll talk about other things as time will allow. Now, this sugya and going into tomorrow's sugya is very important because it gives us the cheshbon of how much a mil is, and similarly, Beina Shmashot as being three quarters of a mil, and all of those things are important for many halachot. How many minutes does it equal out to? Now, there's three opinions about how long a mil is. Now, the first opinion is the Trumas Hadeshin. Trumas Hadeshin lived in the 15th century, and he takes it that the 12-hour day, the 12-hour period, again, we have 40 mil, we said 10 parses, 40 mil. He takes it that a day from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. would be the amount you would walk 40 mil. That's what he assumes, and we'll ask questions in a minute. He says that comes out you have 720 minutes in 12 hours, and it comes out, it works out to 18 minutes per mil. And that's the way the Trumas Hadeshin paskins, and that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins by baking matzahs, that a person should be careful not to let the dough be with the water for 18 minutes without being involved with it. Okay, that's the first shita, 18 minutes for the mill. Now, there are other poskim who ask on this, that doesn't make any sense. How can you say it's 18 minutes? In our sugya, we said that there's 10 parsa. We talk about Malach 10 Parsa, that's from a Lotus Shachar to say to Kochavim, and not just for the day itself. In other words, the Trumas Hadeshin is from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. is going to be 10 Parsa or 40 mil. So if it's 40 mil in a 12-hour day, so 40 mil, you know, divided with by the 720 minutes, where 720 minutes divided by 40 mil comes out to 18 minutes per mil. He says, but that's not what the Gemara said. The Gemara said that I have 5 mil from a lot of Shachar to Nates and 5 mil from Shkia till say Sekokavim. It's only 30 mil from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So if I make a cheshbon that way, so, and then there's also machlok in the Gemara, which we didn't see so clearly yet, between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehuda, how much time between a lot of Shachar and Nates. So we had the opinion 5 mil, which is Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who we'll see tomorrow, was 4 mil. So it's either 5 mil or 4 mil. So it means either we're going to subtract from the 40 mil, we're either going to subtract 10, 5 and 5, and left with 30 mil, or we're going to subtract 8, in which case we're left with 32 mil. Everybody have that so far?
So those two time periods are exactly the same in minutes from Alot HaShachar to...
From Alot HaShachar to Nates and from Shkia to Tzeis HaKochavim. Those are the same.
Those are equal.
Minutes. So now those two bookends are either 5 mil and 5 mil, in which case I have 30 mil between Nates and Shkia, or it's 4 and 4, in which case they have 32 mil between Nates and Shkia. And the key is between Nates and Shkia, we know is going to be 12 hours at the time of the equinox. So if I make the calculation, if it's 30 mil, then each mil comes out to be 24 minutes. If it's 30 mil between Nates and Shkia, and it's 12 hours, then each mil comes out to be 24 minutes. If it's 32 mil, then each mil comes out to be 22.5 minutes. So those are the three shitot, 18, 22.5, and 24. Now, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that if it's b'dieved or tremendous loss, you can be meikil that the shear of the mil is 22.5 minutes and use that shear. But we'll see in a minute. He says the Chazon Ish, he holds like the first shita that even if there's a lot of hefsei meruba, you shouldn't be machshir matzah. In other words, let's say I'm talking about matzah. How long can the water be with the matzah? And let's say the water was with the matzah more than 18 minutes. So according to the first shita, we were saying, if there's a big loss of money and things like that, I can be makil. But if in other words, it's kadesh shir mil. In other words, that's how long the water can't be with the matzah. But the Chazon Ish says we absolutely have to be machmir with it, and 18 minutes is it. And the Yerushalmi is a makor for the way the Truma Sedeshin is saying. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, according to Ishita, that even the Chumrah, let's say I'm salting meat, I shouldn't be makil with the Eved if I salted it just for 18 minutes alone. I let it sit with the salt just for 18 minutes. I should salt it for at least 22 and a half minutes, and it's better to do 24 minutes. But the Chazon Ish writes, according to Ishita, we can be makil with 18 minutes. So in other words, the Chazon Ish is both machmir and makil with the 18 minutes. The Chazon Ish is going with the 18 minutes. He says, now these shitot form the basis for a chiluke shita when Tzeisa Shabbos is according to Rabbeinu Tam. Now, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Shabbos ends k'dei hiluch parsa, 4 mil after shkia. So if I hold 18 minutes, it means 72 minutes after shkia, Shabbos would be over. We're more makil even than that, or most of us more makil even than that. But if I hold that the mil is 24 minutes, then, or if I hold the mil is 22.5 minutes, so I think that comes out to 90 minutes. Is that right? In other words, 22.50 minutes, then it comes out 90 minutes. So there are people who wait 90 minutes after shkia till Shabbos is over with that. But it comes up to a lot of different things with the calculation with k'dehi loch mil and everything else with that. All right. Now, let me just do another piece of Torah here.
Can I just ask, why is the time for making matzah connected to hiluch mil?
Yeah, I don't know that it's per se like thematically connected, but I think the Gemara gives that shear. It was a shear. The Gemara tells us that if the water is with the flour, k'dei hiluch mil, then you're in trouble. That's what I think it is.
Right, and I'm asking, why is it connected?
I don't know it is connected. It's just saying
on
the clock it works out. I don't know if it's connected. All right, now.
Biologically, right. It's like this.
All right, now. Now we spoke about Katan Shehigdil, that let's say this is a different topic now. Let's say a boy became bar mitzvah between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So we said, according to Rebbe, if he doesn't make the Pesach Sheni, he, that boy, is Chayev. He's Chayev Karet. Whereas according to Rabbi Natan and Ruchanan ben Akavya, there's no way he could be Chayev Karet, because since he wasn't mazed on Pesach Rishon, he's not going to be Chayev Karet according to either one of them. So now the Rambam in codifying this halakha rules in accordance with Rebbe that in Achinami he would be Chayev Karet. The Rambam adds, however, the child joined the Chabura for Pesach Rishon, he's exempt. All right, let me leave this thing out. Now, the Divrei Malkiel considers the case of a child who becomes a gadol on the 10th of Av that falls on Sunday. Let's say Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, and now the fast is on Sunday. So Sunday is the 10th of Av. And let's say a child becomes an adult, bar mitzvah, on the 10th of Av. So based on our Gemara, he suggests that this child is exempt from fasting because the mitzvah of fasting was given for the 9th of Av, not the 10th. In other words, he wants to say that the fast on Sunday is a tashlumen for the fast that's on 9th. In other words, that's what the way he's understanding it. In other words,
it refers back. Like.
Right. So if it would mean whoever was chayim to fast on the 9th, now the 10th, they're chayiv to make it up with. This boy was not chayiv, it was in Achinami, he should fast, but in terms of, you know, mitzad adin, so in other words, is it mitzad chinuch, he should certainly fast, but mitzad adin, is he obligated to fast? So the Divrei Malkiel wants to say not. He argues since he was a minor on the 9th of Av, he's not obligated to fast. In conclusion, however, he decides the fasting on the 10th of Av is not viewed as a makeup fast. He argues the sages originally decreed during the enactment of Tisha B'Av, whenever Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, the fast should be moved over to Sunday. So that's the way he concludes in the end. So it's a chakira. How do you understand the fast when it's on the 10th of Av? Is it a nidcha? Is it that you were chayav to fast on the 9th and so it got pushed over to Sunday? Or is it that the Chachamim said they realized that the fast sometimes is going to come out on Shabbos, and they said in those circumstances the fast is going to be on Sunday? Okay, so if they say the second way, then Mamela, then he's obligated. Okay, I think there's going to be it for tonight. Any
so
questions?
So then the Pesach Sheni, according to that, is meaningless without an obligation on a Pesach Rishon.
We said it again. That was machlok between Rabbi Nassan.
Right.
So according to Rabbi, you would be chayiv, but according to
the other two,
Rabbi Nassan.
Yeah, according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Natan, you're not. Okay, so if there's any questions, I think this is going to be it. Okay, and learning tonight was Lilu Neshama of Mr. David Resman, Zichrono Levracha. That's David Ben Menachem Mendel, Zichrono Levracha. Shbi Lilu Neshmato. Okay, let me end the recording.